Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Haynes set to join us probably about 2:15 or so, or 1:20.
He said 2:15.
Chris going to text you in about 15 minutes. I'm on the way, bro. That means he's getting into the car. Like, Chris, we know how this works, bro. Like, we live this life. I pulled that stunt this morning.
Yeah. He just texted me this like 10 minutes ago. He said, I hear y'all.
Lots of movement in the NBA coaching circle. See? He heard us because he was, you know, I got to get to the car. Lots of movement in coaching circles, but let's start with this. I know Mark Stein wrote about this, had a conversation yesterday. Apparently, Toronto really likes Jordy Fernandez. Mm. The word that was used to me was Jordy's in the lead for this thing, for the Toronto Raptors job. Of all of the jobs that are available right now, I feel like that one makes the most sense for Jordy Fernandez or a potential first-year head coach. I love that job for him because of Masai Ujiri and how stable that organization is overall. I feel like it's a good – and these don't often come around. I feel like this is a good first-year coach opportunity. And even though I think that there is some what's going to happen stuff with that roster, as constructed now, I do think the roster is good. What they do moving forward after they trade OG to Sacramento, I don't know. We'll find out.
So OG for Jordy.
Georgia, no. I think it's fair. Like if we're gonna do this, I think it's fair. But you're start and I put that tweet out yesterday that and all it said was Toronto seems to really like Jordy Fernandez. And, man, I don't know if they're called Raptor Nation or Toronto Raptors fans.
We the North.
Yeah, they were in the quote tweets. Like, apparently that fan base is really excited at the prospect.
Did Drake tweet you?
He called. Drake didn't. In fact, Drake was my source. I'm not going to lie. Drake was the one who I was talking to yesterday.
Going to be rubbing Jordy Fernandez's shoulder.
Jordy, watch. Oh, man. Man. But it feels like it again, based on the conversation we had yesterday, based on the stuff Mark Stein reported, it not only does it feel like the Toronto Raptors really like Jordy Fernandez, it feels like that fan base is really into Jordy Fernandez too.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a great hire for Toronto, I believe, because I think Jordy Fernandez is going to be a excellent head coach. It'd be great for him to get that opportunity. Like you said, with a guy like Masai Ujiri to kind of get the groceries, as Bill Parcells would say, and put things together. He's got a rookie of the year on the roster and Scotty Barnes. You can build with him. Scotty Barnes? You got him. You got Pascal Siakam. You got whatever you're going to get back from OG Anunoby.
We have no idea if OG's going to be traded. I just want to be clear.
Fred VanVleet is a free agent, or are they looking to trade him?
He's a free agent.
So they'll have money.
I believe he's unrestricted.
Yeah, they'll have money to spend. So it's a good job.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a good job. And then on the flip side, while we don't want Jordy to leave here in Sacramento, and I know Mike loves Jordy and you know, wants him on the staff, Mike has also been like, yeah, this is what I've wanted.
Yeah.
This is what I'm not trying to say anything like he's taking all the credit, but this is what I've groomed him for. Mm-hmm. I believe that this is a guy that can be a head coach in this league.
Yeah.
And it's his time. It's his opportunity. So I'm pretty sure maybe it happened a year or two before he thought, but I'm pretty sure Mike had always planned for,
well,
Jordy's going to leave me at some point.
Yeah, I mean, Jordy was with Denver for 6 years,
yeah.
I think. Like, he, I mean, he's, you know, worked under Michael Malone, and now, you know, the tremendous season that the Sacramento Kings had and he had under Mike Brown. One thing I always appreciate about Jordy, and this is just a little dumb thing that probably only a handful of fans each night saw, but every single home game, Jordy walks his family out mm-hmm. to the court and sits down with them and his kids and his wife, and they, you know, they sit courtside, and Jordy, I think, is done with his on-court work, if he does any. I don't even think he does any on-court work with those guys, but he comes out there and he sits with them for a pretty lengthy period of time, and that's something I've always appreciated about Jordy. Jesse says Fred VanVleet has a $22 million player option he can pick up this season, mm-hmm. so it's really up to Fred VanVleet what he wants to do come yeah. July. I don't know if it's – I think free agency. Can you check on this? Is free agency June 30th?
VanVleet has June 15th to pick up the option. I'll check when free agency starts.
I think it starts June 30th because what stood out to me was June 30th, I think it is. It's June 30th. So June 30th is a Friday. And then it heads into a long weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, because 4th of July is on a Tuesday, right?
Right. So, yeah. 1, 2, 3. No.
Just making sure.
No, we're not, which was like.
So, everything could happen.
Yo, who planned this?
Everything could happen. Well, look.
We're going to need those first, because I think it starts at 3 or 12. I can't remember.
Hopefully
well, this
12.
Year started at 3.
Because our time?
Yeah, because we had to have the text ready. We had to have the text ready to announce at 3 that in near record time,
yeah.
Malik Monk had talked to the Sacramento Kings and agreed to a deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then everyone's off for 4 days.
Well, the crazy thing about it is, if my calculations are correct, my math is correct, and we'll. I mean, we can talk about this now. We can talk about it later. I don't know. But the eyes of the NBA world may be here in Sacramento that weekend.
So we can bring this back later. Well, another something James and I talked about last week. James and I have heard from two different people now that Charlotte and San Antonio have been added to the California Classic.
Mm.
Now, does that mean Victor Wembanyama and or Scoop / Brandon Miller are going to play here? I don't know. But again, we've heard from two very different people mm-hmm. that are multiples of different people that Charlotte and San Antonio are joining the California Classic at the Golden One Center this year.
I would understand why people would wonder if they would, but I think they will. Chet Holmgren played in Salt Lake City last year.
Yeah, I mean,
Ben Simmons, when he played in Salt Lake City, and
mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the Kings are a little different, but Marvin Bagley and all those guys. It's crazy.
Yeah, but did
the Kings actually have never, or excuse me, the California Classic has never really had these big time free age or big time rookies come in, because the Heat, Warriors, and Lakers are always good.
Yeah.
It's always been the Kings rookies. So we've never been able to
Marvin
see
Marvin
like,
and Keegan and. Yeah. Yeah,
but I think I could see Victor not playing. I think Scoot would, or well, Brandon Miller, or whoever it is.
Well, so what I was thinking too was, like, Luka didn't play.
No, but I don't think he didn't play at all.
But like, because he was like he was playing mm-hmm. like, and maybe he wasn't playing at that exact moment, but he was playing back. You know, competitive. Isn't the same happening with Victor Wembanyama? Isn't he playing somewhere?
He might be. Yeah, so that might be a reason why.
Like, I know there's a discussion. It's not – so the draft is what, June 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
It's not for sure that Victor Wembanyama will be able to be at the draft.
Right.
Like, that is not 100% certain that the number one overall pick will be yeah. there. Now, there's crazy circumstances where, you know, if there's not a game, they're going to attempt to fly him into New York for the and then immediately fly him back out. But you would think his team will have a say in that too.
Yeah.
But it's also a tough thing to say, like, no, you can't. But it's also like you're going to take that trip knowing we've got – and if they're playing a game, they're playing like a potentially championship game.
Yeah.
It's obviously a tough spot for Victor. It's a tough spot for his team. It's a tough spot for the NBA because I can't think of a time, I guess barring 2020, that the number one pick – wasn't at the draft.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a trip. Was Bargnani there? Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, usually.
I feel like they all were.
Yeah.
I cannot think of a number one pick that wasn't there.
They know, like, a lot of the times, like, yo, you're going to be number one or whatever. So they NBA make sure that they're there. Oh, that's a good one, Mark Wong. Yao Ming wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Okay.
Yeah, Yao Ming wasn't there. But, yeah, I mean, because of that.
Why? Was he playing?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. But because of that, yeah, I think it's actually realistic that Victor doesn't play in Sacramento if they come here. And I don't know how much he would play in Vegas.
Let's just be here. That's all I care about. Just be
here. They got the FIBA World Cup, too, late August, starting this summer, too. So I don't know if Victor's going to be a part of that.
Probably.
Late August.
August 25th is when it begins.
Oh,
that's
dope. I loved it. I didn't know it was this year. I thought it was next year. Okay.
I think the likelihood of Wembanyama being a part of the California Classic or Summer League is thin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like razor thin.
I agree.
The question is, do you come through to California, say hi to everybody before heading off to Summer League? Or does your NBA excursion not begin till after the FIBA World Cup that Jesse
just referenced. I would have, if I was the NBA and I was his agent, I was everybody else, I'd try to get him to play in Vegas at least one or two games. Try to get him to play. He'll be fine without it, like if he doesn't play, but I mean, your brand, your notoriety, jumping on the scene, everybody's going to be there.
Just get him there for that Friday night. Friday night or Saturday night, whichever one you want.
They don't have to play a lot. He could play 15, 16 minutes or something.
Bro,
like that.
You could just do the jump ball and then go out the first time out. Like,
but
that,
Thomas
like,
and Mac,
and everyone
be,
would be happy.
Thomas and Mac is going to be Zion-like field to the brim.
Yeah.
To see Victor Wembanyama. They probably got him going up against Scoot in the first game or something like that.
Yep.
So it's going to be crazy. Isn't
or OKC?
Well, you could do that, but I don't think Chet's going to play.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I don't think Chet.
That'd be crazy. Give Chet some run.
I don't.
That'd be crazy. Let that man play.
You know, to be honest with you, there's no – we could talk about it more, but there's no real reason to put any of these rookies in that environment. You got too many guys that are, like, scrapping to make it, who will do anything to get it, to get into the league. Like, I don't know if I want to put my top five pick in there. Real quick, isn't France to New York, like, 6 hours, like, a cross-country for us? France, and New York.
You know, I haven't taken that flight in a long time.
Baller, I've never taken it.
Neither have I.
Status.
I was heavy. I'm sorry you missed out on the
sarcasm.
Well,
I mean, we know you'd be making moves.
No, I've told you, I've traveled one out of the country once. Well, forget it.
Oh, man, it's dope, man. I tell you, can't even keep count.
We'll come back. Chris Haynes set to join us about 5:15. Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino. 32 Brew Street is a place to catch all the action. Watch all your favorite sports games on over 70 TV screens at Sky River Casino. Back here with more on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
D'Lo and KC continues. Streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Chris Haynes will be with us coming up at about 7:05 tonight.
Prime time.
he'll arrive here at the studio. One more quick note regarding some of the movement going on in the National Basketball Association. Bob Myers has decided to step away from the Golden State Warriors, step down as the president and general manager of the Golden State Warriors. And this, I think he clearly had started telling players in the organization recently, because this felt, particularly over the weekend, like an open secret. Mm-hmm. It felt like everybody knew. We knew he was speaking to the media. That much was made clear, that he was going to do it sometime this week, but it became pretty loud that his time with the Golden State Warriors was over. Mm-hmm. Some other things that we heard over the weekend is ESPN has made him an offer. Mm. I think location has a strong play in what Bob Myers does next. Mm-hmm. And you and I, we've heard a rumor about the Clippers. Yeah. For a couple months now,
yeah,
heard that rumor over the heard you know, that conversation was brought up over the weekend. The thought of him, you know, doing something with the Los Angeles Clippers. The ESPN thing I couldn't figure out until I realized a lot of their NBA coverage comes out of Los Angeles, mm-hmm. And
they got studios out there.
Yeah, that could be a major factor in this. Should he decide to join them? I didn't get into specifics. I thought it was weird, given that they just announced this big Pat McAfee deal. Which got a lot of blowback.
We could be Pat McAfee one day.
Man, it got a lot of
at eight figures.
Got a lot of blowback considering they had just fired so many people, mm-hmm. laid off so many people. So the fact that they could be on the verge of announcing another major money acquisition, I think, is certainly interesting timing from ESPN. Should this be the route that Bob Myers decides to go? But, and we'll talk to Trista Crick about this here at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. He has no shortage of opportunities.
Right.
He has a lot of opportunities outside of basketball. This is a dude who's you know, been an agent, obviously worked in the league. Like he's got a lot of different routes he could go. He mm-hmm. could literally do anything that he wants to.
And if I'm looking at this from Bob Myers' perspective, he's probably a little burnt out from his time with the Warriors. No fault of anybody. Just they've been grinding.
I blame Draymond Green.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah. There we go. But he's been grinding for like last 8 years or yeah. so. So he's probably burnt out. If I were him, I'd probably take the year off. I wouldn't take any job yet, because it feels like they're all there. Those jobs will be there mm-hmm. a year from now. So you take a year off, get yourself together, and figure out how you feel about moving forward in this business, if you still want to do that, because you mentioned he's got other jobs and other opportunities you could do outside of sports.
Yeah.
So just try and figure it out. Take your time. Take a year. He probably hadn't had a year off, and I don't know how long. Now get it in.
Yo, they here. Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, our man Chris Haynes and Charlotte Haynes are here. Chris, I got you against the wall. Charlotte, I got you right there. Hi, Charlotte. How are you? It's nice to meet you. You could go sit right in between the two right there.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, it's only 3:30, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, we made it. Yeah,
it's only 3:30.
It's good.
Chris, no, though, because, Chris, you can get Melgrove downtown in 10 minutes out here, right?
10 minutes, huh?
Man.
Elk Grove downtown on 5? You get to the Golden One Center.
From downtown Elk Grove to the Golden One Center? Nah, we looking at, you still looking at 25 minutes.
See, probably.
But you know what happened, though? You know what happened? Chris is probably in Sheldon Estates. See, I'm just in a regular house. You know what I'm saying? He is Sheldon Estates. It's a little tougher to get over there. I understand.
I got like that, man.
Well, let's welcome everybody in here. I got an open mic somewhere. Let me get it. There we go. Let's welcome our man, Chris Haynes. Our brother, man, we're so just think. I was saying there was a time we couldn't even get Chris on the show.
Now we
got Chris here in the studio with us. All it took was his beautiful wife Charlotte to drag his ass out of the house. Say, hey, Charlotte, go ahead, pull that microphone closer to you because this is as much your segment as it is his.
Absolutely.
Like y'all got the new beauty supply store opened up in Elk Grove. Let's start there because this conversation, this would be like a sponsorship, right? This conversation with Chris Haynes is brought to you by Charlene's Beauty Supply in Elk Grove. Let's start with that. How did what you know, all of the success that you had in the NBA world, what made you guys decide, yo, this is what we need to do, and maybe more specifically, this is where we need to do it?
Oh yeah, well, over the years since Chris has been in the you know, the NBA world, I kind of been helping with managing and all of those things. And we moved from place to place. We've been in Cleveland, Portland, everywhere you can think of because of his job. And there's usually a hair desert. There's no hair stores for us with natural hair a lot of the time. Yeah. And so when we moved to Elk Grove, it was really no different. There wasn't anything here. And I already had the idea like back when the pandemic hit and it just ended up being the perfect location to start the journey.
So where exactly is it at in Elk Grove?
It's located at 8694 Elk Grove Boulevard, suite number 5. It's next to a Salon Centric, Laboo, Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of surrounding business there that is pulling
Some
in
boys,
customers.
Tacos too, you know, get a couple of tacos.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, it's actually Thai food. There's a good Thai restaurant there, so people love that.
But not to your point, it's much needed in an area like Elk Grove that's continuing to grow, and black people moving out to Elk Grove. And as much as, you know, I love to go back to South Sac. I love Mac Road, all my people over there. I don't always want to have to go there if I need to get some beer bomb or wifey needs to get some grease or anything like that.
No, that's true.
And for you to put it right there in Elk Grove, and like I said, a city that continues to grow each year, it's much needed.
Yeah,
I was hyped when I heard about it. When Chris told me about it, I was like, over there?
Let's go.
I need to be there.
The reception's been great, too. And, I mean, it's obviously not just for black people. I say it's hair for every curl. So we're helping people with alopecia. We're helping people with any cancer patients that need medical-grade wigs. Mm-hmm. But we have braiding hair. We have wave grease. We have do-rags. You know, those
I'm wearing do-rag now.
Yeah.
And Chris currently has on a do-rag. I don't recommend doing a do-rag on, but that's Chris. So.
Well, see, now I got to ask Chris a question because we used to gauge De'Aaron's mood based on whether he had a do-rag on or not. So, like, are you in a bad mood? Like,
hey, believe it or not, man, listen, I'll have a do-rag on.
All day.
That's why the waves are so fresh.
Yeah, I have them on all day.
Fresh, that's true.
Yeah. You know, this is me. This is it's a lifestyle at this point, man. But nah, I get cut probably, you know, when I'm doing the TNT heavy twice the games twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get a cut probably once a week. And then at some point during the week, just get a cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's cool to put a do-rag on your head. Cause I know a lot of people don't know, like, still, like, what's the purpose of a do-rag or a wave cap.
Yeah. It's not just
and
fashion.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people use it for fashion. You could do that. Different colors and all that matches, looks good. But
Gucci do-rag.
For sure. Put the tail over.
So, it's definitely a culture lifestyle. It's definitely, you know, you can, you know, put it together for different outfits. But the purpose of a do-rag is to lay your hair down.
Mm-hmm.
So however way you brush your hair, most people brush their hair forward, brush the sides backwards, or if you got the 360 waves, you get the dips, and on a good day, I can have some 360s, and, you know, it helps to put the do-rag on, and, you know, lay it down to have it flat. So that's what a do-rag is for. But, you know, I wear it all the time.
Yeah. Now, like I said, when I heard about this, I was really excited about this coming. And I was really excited about, like, what you guys are doing, investing back in this area. You know, I mean, Chris is big time, man. It don't get no bigger than Chris Haynes now. And
sometimes I dream that he is me.
And the Haynes is a family. I know you got the 559 tie. Shout out Fresno and the whole crew over there. But, you know, putting these roots down in the Sacramento Elk Grove area, I mean, I'm born and raised here. That's big for us here in Sacramento, man, to have a guy like Chris Haynes, have a family like the Haynes, establishing roots and having something right here for everybody.
Oh, I'm really excited about okay. No, I'm excited to. I mean, we're here long term, and you know, we're talking about other things that Chris specifically can start up in Elk Grove and you know, Sacramento area with his ties and connections. And we do have something coming that he's going to kind of bring a little bit of his juice of what he does as a sports specialist there to
LeBron
Charlene.
To Sacramento. You guys heard it here first. Bron to Sacramento.
Now, that would be hilarious. That would.
Close. Yeah, we're working on something. We're working on getting somebody here. But, no, I'm going to have, you know, my podcast that I do with Mark Stein. Mm-hmm. It's called This League Uncut. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a live podcast next month at the store at Charlene's Beauty Supply in Elk Grove. And we're going to have about – we're trying to figure out how many we can fit in. It's not a big venue as of right now, but we're trying to see if we can get about 40 people in live audience there. And we're going to have a NBA star come in. And I'm working on the date to confirm that date. Before I confirm the date, I don't want to say the name of this player, but it's a star NBA player who has committed to coming. And we're going to host it and have people come out and check it out. And we'll give you details on how you can get a ticket to be a fan in attendance. But it's going to be cool. So, you know, this is my wife's vision. I'm trying to support her. Yeah. She's been supporting me for, you know, I've been doing this for 13 years now. And she's had to be at home with the kids and everything. And, you know, a lot of times your partner, they support you. And it's good to have that support. But they also have dreams of their own. And so I'm trying to support her in this phase and be a part of it. And listen, guys, like, this store, this vision right here is bigger than us. But one thing I've been like, that's really touched my heart, man. Like, I'm seeing our people come up and they be like, wow. Now we ain't got to go out to, I don't want to name the other store. That's out there in Sacramento. We ain't got to come out there. Go out there now. We ain't got to drive that far out there. We can come here. I'm like, man, and they're excited to come and see. Because oftentimes, I'm just being honest. This is me. I'm probably talking off script, but I'm going to keep it real. Like, a lot of times, you're not buying from us, like, when you're going out there getting our hair products. Women, men, period. And so, to be able to buy from us, it's special, and seeing them come in, they're so excited and enthusiastic about it. Yeah. Like, that's touched me right there.
It's dope.
Finding black owned anything is tough.
Yeah, you're right.
Like,
definitely.
All money in, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to find whether it's a clothing line, beauty supply place, whatever it is.
Yeah, we have all black, our dentists, all of our doctors, down to the kids, they're all black. And my daughter actually went in today, and she said, I was telling them that we're open to beauty supply store. And then the doctor was like, is this Charlene's? Because we're already on a group chat. All the doctors and dermatologists, all the black doctors, they have a group chat. And they're already here, you know, ready to support. So it's super exciting. And I think, too, especially the older generation of black people that are coming in, they appreciate the respect that they receive when they come in. Because when you go to some other places, you're kind of looked at as
a potential issue. Absolutely.
And so I think just having the respect, the right, and the welcoming vibe walking in. And then, of course, we're just always trying to update things. If we don't have something that you're looking for, we're looking to improve and increase the inventory to have with people, so you don't have to drive, 20, 25 minutes out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a long drive.
I've made the drive.
Yes.
I'm the score right down Elk Grove now. Yes. That's the move I'm making now. We definitely want to talk more about Charlene, but we can't talk NBA, have Chris here.
But before you transition, can I ask one question? I don't think I ever got the answer. Like, what brought you here?
To Elk Grove?
Yeah.
Or Sacramento, whatever?
Same.
So I played at Sac City College out of high school.
Coach Jones?
Yeah, Coach Jones. Yeah. Still there. Yeah. Coach Jones. Yeah, and so at that time, that was 2001, me and Aaron Haynes, who played at Sac City, he ended up playing in Korea. He just retired and playing in Korea for close to 20 years. But it was like four of us
yeah.
came from Fresno out of high school, came out here, played at Sac City. And from there, I went to Fresno Pacific University and played there. But I got, you know, that's my start of my relationship with Sacramento. My brother lives out here. He moved out here a few years back. And so,
all your Sacramento friends.
Yeah, all my Sacramento friends, my teammates are here. And so when we were in the Bay Area looking, I've never, since I've been in the business, I've always been, you know, I was a beat writer for the Blazers. So I did that for 4 years. Then I moved to Cleveland. I covered LeBron with the Cavaliers when he went back after his Miami tenure. So I was there for 2 years.
Graduated then, college.
Yeah. Then I went and covered the Warriors when I was at ESPN. So I was in the Bay Area prior. And so I've never been able to buy a home. And so I'm in the Bay Area. I'm thinking about, okay, it's time to buy a home. Well, actually, my wife is, you know, it was her. But, you know, you can't buy anything of the value you want in the Bay Area. And so we came across Sacramento. So this is 2020 during the pandemic when I'm in the bubble. We was able to had a house built in Elk Grove. So nice. It made sense.
Nice. Yeah. Well, man, we love having you out here, man.
Nah,
for sure,
it's all
man.
Love, bro. Now, you blinging over there, by
man,
the way,
I'm just,
fam.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to.
You can't find it.
I deal with that every day. The light hit them neck. That's why I leave my glasses on.
I'm just trying to go Charlene's day to day, man. That's all I'm trying to do out here, man. But nah, man, the NBA playoffs are coming to a close. NBA finals is set. Let's start with game 7 in Boston. I was stunned yesterday. I thought, not only losing game 6, but the way they lost game 6. Thought Miami was finished, man. And not only were they not finished, they beat the brakes off Boston yesterday in Boston. Tatum sprains his ankle in the first play of the game. That, you know, it's not an excuse. They probably would have lost anyway, but, I mean, that has something to do with it. But I was just so impressed with Miami and what they were able to do. Heat culture is real, it seems like. And winning that game 7 in Boston was about as impressive as anything I saw in this entire playoffs.
You know, I thought they were done. I'm being honest. I'm talking about the Miami Heat. Listen, I don't root for any teams, period. I don't root for any teams. You know, I was always taught that, you know, my background. I don't root for any teams. But what I do root for is where I'm going to have the most fun at. And so I had already, Miami is up 3. No, I would say Miami is up 3-0. And so I booked my travel to Miami for games 3 and 4. I've got a nice hotel right on South Beach right there. So I'm cool. Yeah. Celtics win first game. I'm like, all right, I ain't tripping. Celtics win second game. I still ain't tripping. That third game, 0.3 seconds left, gets that put back to win the game.
Man.
I was sold. That broke the Miami Heat. I was sold. Then they're going back to Boston. And that's one thing. I saw Spears tweeted this out, but I told my wife this before as well. That Boston atmosphere, now, sometimes some people in Boston say
pretty sure they caught a couple of those guys on camera yesterday.
They was talking to Jaylen Brown yesterday.
they wild out there, a little inappropriate down there. But that atmosphere as a whole, man, it's like one of the best in the league. So I'm like, there was no way I thought Miami was going to take care of business there. And not just take care of business in that fashion. And one thing about the Miami Heat, the culture for sure, but defensively, they're a really good defensive squad where they switch most of their defensive coverages, and a lot of teams can't do that. And going into the NBA Finals against the Denver Nuggets, obviously they're the favorites. You asked me who I think was going to win right now. It'll be hard for me to say any team aside from the Nuggets. But one thing about the Heat, this is probably one of the best defensive teams we had in these playoffs. And I think just don't sleep on them. Don't sleep on them.
I'm done sleeping on them.
Hey, you can't sleep on them because this is a defensive squad that the Nuggets haven't faced yet in these playoffs. Yeah. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. And I'm looking forward to my trip to South Beach for games 3 and 4.
You didn't have to cancel that reservation.
I didn't have to call. I was sweating last night.
I was.
Because downtown Boston doesn't feel the same as.
I mean, Boston, Denver, I mean.
It would have been the most fun.
Come on, man.
So, Charlotte, my fiance, shout out to the Queen Bee.
Congrats, by the way.
She, thank you. She tells me all the time, how much she just hates sports now. Because that's all I do is watch sports. She's like, I'm tired. Every time, every room I go in, there's a game on.
Yeah.
Every night, there's some game that is like the most important game. It's like it's December 17th.
I know, seriously.
So do you have the same like feelings towards sports? Or are you a big sports fan yourself?
I mean, I like basketball, so that's good. I like basketball, but I mean, like literally, like you said, every game is the most important game. It's like, this is the most important time of the season. This is the most important. Then, you know, after basketball, the season's over, then you go into free agency, right. And then you go into the draft, and then you go to summer league. It's never over. It's like, what, 1 month? So, yeah, I feel your fiancé on that.
Yeah, she's tired of my nonsense.
Oh, man, it's just 24/7.
Does Chris ever come home and you go, hey, what's Dame doing?
No, because I already know what Dame's doing because they're walking around talking on the phone all the time.
I don't believe anything about Dame Lillard unless Chris Haynes said it. If Chris Haynes ain't the one to report it, I don't believe it.
Man, they literally all the time are talking about something.
Yeah.
Anything you could think of.
Well, that's the thing about your relationship with Dame Lillard, though, is, and I think a lot of times on the outside we'll look at it as, he's just reporting what he says. But I don't want to speak for you. You can speak honest. But it's like a real friendship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's not reporter and athlete. It's Dame's my guy. Chris is, you know, all this other stuff. And we could have conversations. People think, I'm talking to Dame. I'm getting the scoop. No, I could be talking to him about how his kids are doing.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case. Like, it's just a real genuine relationship.
I mean, I was in his wedding. He invited me to his wedding. Mm-hmm. So, but no, that's my guy. And the reason he's my guy, I mean, there's very few people that have a relationship like that in the industry aside from Dame. But I start my career, like, there's a few players I owe. And I'm not taking anything away from what God has blessed me with or the people that he's put around me, my support system. But there are people who've come away. There are people who've come into my circle who've helped accelerate my career. Mm. Dame, I was probably a year in or year or two in before Dame got drafted to Portland when I was covering him. Mm. And the way his career took off, my career took off as well because I was connected with him.
Mm.
And we naturally bonded because he's from Oakland. I'm from Fresno. Mm-hmm. And that's like the cousin city right there. Mm-hmm. And so we bonded off of that. His family, I love to eat.
Yeah.
And mainly soul food.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Dame family, they eat good every day. His Uncle Oscar cooked the best barbecue ribs, man. His family, they throw, like when I've been to their functions, no doubt. Been to their functions, man. They have platters everywhere. They eat. Love it. So, you know, we just bonded off of just off of similarities. And, you know, LeBron is another guy who helped take me another level as well. Then when I went to ESPN to cover the Warriors, KD and those guys. So, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, I'm not afraid to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something a lot of people miss about what you do for a living and what people like you do for a living is it's a relationship-based business. Like,
yeah, it is.
That's why you can do what you do because you've been able to establish relationships with a lot of these people.
Yeah, and I'm being real. Like, I stepped into the game because I didn't see a lot of us in the business telling our stories. And the narratives were being written about us by people who didn't look like us. And so I'm like, okay, how can they properly tell our stories and they haven't walked the walk or haven't even been close to anyone who's walked that walk?
Yeah.
And so that was my motivation for getting it in the first place. And, I'm a stand-up dude. Like, I kid y'all not, I had no clue. Y'all been trying to get me on the show for a minute.
Yeah, that's what he said, too.
We
were looking at the YouTube videos, and then he was like, they said they were trying to contact me. I would have been gone on that show.
I told you,
yeah.
I seen two brothers. I'm like, oh, I dropped the ball. Okay.
Yeah. And look, to that point, when I saw Chris at the games, and I told him, I was like, man, when you going to come on the show? He's like, well, when y'all want me? He's like, man, I've been trying to hit you. He's like, you ain't been hitting me.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, come on. Next day, he's like, no, say less. I'm on there the next
day. Yeah, he came home and told me. Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know. But I'm going to throw this out here, man. I think we're getting Dame for the pod to come here at the store, Charlene. So we talking about Dame. Let me just throw that out there, man.
Mm. definitely. You know, I need to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, Sacramento.
That's my boy Dave right there.
So, yeah, so what that is, it's a rallying cry for fans. to show Dame what Sacramento is all about.
Hey, that's y'all chance.
And wonder why the next day a tweet comes out. Dame wants to go to Sacramento.
Show him the love.
Dame wants to go to Sacramento.
He gets a chance to pitch off.
Yeah. You know what, Chris? It
was Charlene's Beauty Supply that did it.
I know. I'm bringing everyone.
Nobody in Portland got this.
That's a recruiting tip.
Remember how KD went to, where they get in the Hamptons?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Hamptons, like, was the special place. That's where it all went down. That's where Steph, that's where players started to recruit. Charlene's. That's Charlene's going to be there.
Yeah, it's a family spot.
De'Aaron,
Domas,
Malik, if y'all listening, we'll have the day for you.
Y'all come to Charlene's, man.
Yeah.
And Chris, you talk about you like to eat. Look, we ain't got no restaurant out in El Grove now.
Yeah.
There's a window. I'm just saying.
I've been telling him that's what we have to work.
I don't think we got a restaurant anywhere. To be honest,
they got a couple. You know, you go over off of Mac Road a little bit. There's a little spot.
Okay,
a little spot. Get you a little seafood or whatever the case may be.
It's tough.
But Chris, I want to ask you real quick though. You were here, like you said, 01, 02, all that. Mm-hmm. So you know what this city was like when the Kings were rocking then.
Yep.
You saw what it was now with them coming back. I know you're probably not a Kings fan, so to speak. But did you, through that whole 15, 16 years, say, man, I really wish they would get a good team because this city would go crazy for another year? And then you actually saw it. Did it live up to what you thought it would be when they were
I'll say this. Good? You know, I covered I've covered some games in when the Blazers or the Cavs or Warriors, when they play the Kings in Arco. Mm. But in 01 – you know, I was broke, so I didn't have, you know, I couldn't get a ticket. Like, so I never was actually in attendance at a Kings game when they were popping.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go to a Monarchs game, Tisha Pinichero. That's my homegirl right there. She's also an agent right now for WNBA, so I keep in contact with her. Went to some Monarchs games, and that was...
Yeah, it was lit.
Yeah, it was lit for sure. So I can't compare the atmosphere to it back then, but what I can compare is the buzz around the town, around the city. And this buzz right here is a little bit different. Again, I'm coming from just 2 years of living in Sac at that time when I was 19. Mm-hmm. But this whole beam, like the beam thing,
took it,
man.
To the next level.
Yeah, that's another level, bro. Like that was cool. Like I remember when I first started hearing about light the beam, light the beam. I'm like, what's this light the beam stuff, man?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? And then it became the genesis of this new team, the resurrection of the Kings, and it got so big. It's not just here; like everybody got kind of captivated off of the beam.
Somebody in the Google Pixel commercial, Drewski was out there talking about light the beam.
That's pretty awesome, right there. So you know, shout out to Coach Mike Brown. Talked to him yesterday, man. He's gonna come out to Charlene's as well. You got a bald head yourself, bro. Come on now.
Beer bomb.
We got the beer. We got all that, man. Come on.
I might even need some new razors, to be honest with you. I need some T-liners.
We got that, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, you don't have to have hair to come to Charlene's Beauty Supply. That's the thing. You can come to
Charlene's. Boy, if that ain't a tagline. If that ain't a tagline for a commercial.
Listen, you can come in bald, leave Charlene's with a full head of hair. Come on,
now that's false advertising.
Come on, man.
No, it's
for
true.
Men and women. Men
well,
and
you
they,
can.
They're doing it now.
We are working on those male toupees. I can't lie. From Afro World and a couple other places.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought about it.
I just
want to see what it looks like.
But,
y'all talking
yeah,
about
it. I think you can try what it looks like. But I'm just thinking about it as a woman. I'm like, I don't want my man taking his hair off later on. Even though women do it all the time.
Take it off. Put it on the little mannequin.
We can't be sharing the glue and stuff. Like,
And see, when I go to the grocery store and I want to put it on, I put the do-rag
on.
That's like the head wrap. Oh,
yeah. I wake up without a hairline every day. I come into work. Boom.
That's
the
right. Boom.
360 and everything.
Yes. Beijing. Get some Beijing.
We got you.
It's right there.
Come on, right there.
You mentioned Mike Brown.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of... lot of noise that he may lose his associate head coach. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of, you know, you were talking about the Miami Heat or earlier. You could argue Miami Heat destroyed the whole top of the Eastern Conference with all the firings going on over there. But different things we're hearing is Jordy is a guy Toronto really likes.
Yeah, Toronto. He also interviewed for the Suns job as well. But I think they're going to narrow those choices down to
I think it's Doc and Frank.
Vogel,
isn't it?
Doc, and let me see, it's three. Vogel, Doc, is one more. Who am I missing? Oh, Kevin Young, who was the associate head coach for the Suns under Monty. Those three. But the Suns are holding out hope that they can get Ty Lue. Ty Lue and the Clippers are there's something going on right there. There's something going on right there. So I'll leave that there. I don't think they'll be able to get him, but they're trying to hold out a little bit. But as it pertains to Jordan, like Toronto, he's definitely one of the guys that they're looking into, and he might be the favorite. I have to call in and make some calls on that, but he might be the favorite. But Jordy, when I was in Cleveland, he was the Cavaliers G League coach, the Canton, I forgot the name of the G League team, but it's in Canton, Ohio, and he was the head coach there. And I remember Ty Lue, because Ty Lue was the coach at the time with the Cavs, he would be talking about this coach. He said, I went to some of his games, and he was just talking about the plays he was drawing up. He was like, he's so, like, innovative. And, like, he would give him props just out of nowhere. And I didn't know who Jordy was at the time. And so I went to a couple of the games myself, and he's phenomenal, man. He's an even better person, but he's a phenomenal guy. He's paid his dues. It would be great for he could get that Toronto job, because that'd be a pretty good job to come in as for a first time head coach, and it'll be a blow to Mike Brown's staff. But anytime you can elevate one of your assistants, man, to that type of ranks, man, that's definitely a treasure.
Yeah, Jordy, he's gonna get that opportunity whether it's now or
yeah, a year it's coming. From now.
It's definitely coming. Like you said, it's deserving. Chris, I also got to ask you this, and you complete the fifth.
Hey, if I'm you not want doing to. That. I'm going in.
How much of your piece on LeBron and what he had to say at the end of the season had to do with the fact that he was just tired after a long season?
Okay.
And the fact that he really is, or I should say, the fact that he really is thinking of stepping away like now?
Okay. I ain't pleading no fifth, man. I can drive all the way
that's
out
why,
here.
That's why he's there right here, boy.
So
he said, I ain't drive all the way out. It's a long way, man.
Come on, man. So we're talking about, for context, the contemplating retirement. So even when he told me, first and foremost, even when he told me that, I didn't think he really was going to do it. But what it did tell me is that the clock is ticking now. Because he's never, ever, and I've covered him for the last 10 years, he's never, ever even talked about retirement. It's never been like, you know, some players, once they get up there from year to year, they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, it's it's been like, I'm coming back next year. I'm coming back next year. So this was the first time ever he's even like just threw that out there. So that was alarming. Second thing is, before I broke that, so I was there with him that night. They lost to the Nuggets, got swept. I'm in the locker room with him, and it's before he went and did his podium. I'm in the locker room with him. We're talking, and I was like, bro, I said, was that the best team you played against since you've been a Laker? And he thought about it. He was like, yeah, from top to bottom, yeah, they are. He said, but one thing that caught my eye, he said, was that they actually put the right pieces aside the Joker. And he said, not just the right pieces, they're smart pieces. These guys have an excellent IQ. He said, that's hard to beat. And so what I gathered from that, I'm reading between the lines, because Brian's always says some stuff that like, he's giving you something, you finish the rest.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, so you saying you don't have the right pieces or the smart IQ pieces. And I think you can see just from that series, like, man, they some blunders. You see D'Angelo Russell just folded. You seen Jared Vanderbilt, who was a defensive specialist, but he couldn't get it done on the offensive end, which made him you know, it's just made,
liability.
Yeah, his liability. He just wasn't a good fit in that series. And so, and then LeBron reiterated to me, like, we only got four guys on the guaranteed contract going into next year. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know what type of team is going to be built. Mm-hmm. So I do feel a little bit, again, this is not him telling me this, but I do feel, based off my conversation, based off him contemplating retirement, I do feel like that was a message being sent, that we got to do things the right way instead of just putting pieces together. And then, again, that trade, that midseason trade, when they got those guys, that did help them. That did save their season, but, you know, were they a championship contending squad? From, I don't know. They got to the Western Finals, so that's good, but you see that there's another step that they got to take.
LeBron told Chris, he said, you know, I love all my guys. You know, I love my guys, but, you know, there's people that be playing 2K, and if they traded D'Angelo, you know, and they it just looks crazy on 2K. You know, I'm just talking 2K, Chris. That's all I'm talking. You know, that's all I'm saying.
One thing I was curious about that night, and this is where I just kind of like get enamored with the process, is I flipped over to watch, you know, the press conference in its entirety because I wanted to hear what LeBron had to say, and there's a couple of guys I wanted to hear from, and I watched all of LeBron's press conference, and he made the remark at the end, and I honestly didn't think anything of it. Like, I was watching, like, not passively, like, I was in tune with it. And he said it, I got a lot to think about as it pertains to next year, and it just kind of was like, okay. So for you,
that caught me, D-Lo.
For you, did you go like, hey, I need 5 minutes with LeBron?
That's when I went to work. Yes.
Okay, because I didn't think nothing of it until you tweeted, and I was like,
yeah,
yo, wait, what?
So as soon as he said that, he said, I, as far as me, in my future, I got some things to think about. Mm. Immediately, I'm like, what? What is he talking about? Like, immediately. Mm-hmm. So I made some calls. I called him, and that's when I was able to, probably about 45 minutes after that, that's when I was able to report he's contemplating retirement. And then Bron gave me a quote saying—
Yeah, and that's what you used on the tweet, because when I saw the tweet, I was like, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
And I'm clicking it, and I'm reading, I was like, oh, Chris got LeBron. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
He gave me a quote saying something along the lines, I can't remember the quote, the tweet now, but— I don't know if I'm going to be there in the fall. Mm-hmm. I got a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And so even with that, is he considering some type of Tom Brady situation where you skip all of camp or the first couple of, I don't know, months or whatever? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But this is the first time where, not the first time, but since he's become a Laker, he's had injuries that he's never had before. He's always been a guy 17 straight years that can play close to 82 games and never had any serious injuries until he became a Laker. So, you know, he's getting older, his body, and he got a lot, that's what I took. But listen, when he said that at the press conference, please.
Yeah, see?
Oh, please. That was, boom, no. I'm on it.
That's why I'm here in your ear.
I'm on it.
I heard it differently. We appreciate you both. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We done, man.
Look, when the Kings are in the finals next year, you got to bring back the game, the media game.
Oh.
Oh, man. I know. Hey. Yeah.
We definitely got to do that. Yeah. Were you out there in the Bay when I did it?
No, I wasn't out there. I was still living in L.A. at the time. Okay. So I missed the whole, and I wasn't in the media.
We got to do that. Yeah. We got to do that for sure. Absolutely. Hey, my brothers, I appreciate y'all for having us on. Real
talk. I'm going to be there this weekend. I'm going to be at Charlene's this weekend, man.
I appreciate that. Like I said, I got a beer bomb.
I got to get. Got to see if wifey needs something.
I think a great social media bit would be to put Kenny in a wig, though, like that—that that would do some numbers. Like,
if we get it, really. I asked Chris to be a model. I'm like, hey, could you be a model? But that's even better.
You know what the killer is with that though? Is to do it right, like to get the fade and everything. You gotta grow the hair, your real hair out.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but they do have the full hair where it can look.
Oh,
like
well, now we're talking. I might do it for a week, man.
Yeah.
I'll see what it looks like.
I have a candidate. Thank you.
Once we set you up with the wig that fits you, you can't be seen for a month or so because you can't be bald one day. So you gotta go hide it for a minute.
Why
bro.
Not? Women do it all the time.
Wait till right. the summertime. Wait till summertime. Summertime, I'm going to come back.
They're going to have me like Lil' Kim in the Crush on You video. All
color. Kenny going to have these hats on, all this hair out the side of his hat. Chris and Charlene's Beauty Supply, 8694 Elk Grove Boulevard, Suite 5 in Elk Grove. As soon as you've got the date locked down for that big podcast, we'll make sure we announce it and push it. And, we've done a few live shows. I'm going to go out on a limb. Y'all are going to need a bigger venue for this, but that's all right. That's all right. We'll work around it. Chris and Charlotte Haynes, we appreciate you guys.
Thank you,
so much. Charlene's Beauty Supply. We'll come
thank
back.
You.
Trista Crick joins us at the top of the hour when we return here
TK.
On Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.